Running Away with Bon Jovi at 95.9. Bob FM 915 as we work our way through a finally Friday with the good guys. Yasmin Wood is here from Legacy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Shane?
Good. You know, everybody I've had sitting across, I've done, this is my second interview of the day. We had Lindsay Allen in from Cali College a little bit ago. Y'all are so bubbly this early in the morning. How do you make yourself do it?
It's it's just good
lots
living.
Lots of coffee or
living and good friends.
Okay.
It's always good to see
that's
you.
That's how that works?
Yeah.
I gotcha. We are talking today, and I thought this was the Community Animator Network. It's a new thing.
It is.
There's some funding for it. A way to make money through this that I thought was interesting. But the main thing is that it's targeted toward helping with loneliness, social isolation, which I think is increasing all the time, right? Especially when you talk about like social media and stuff. It's so easy to be connected in that way, but be disconnected like in a face-to-face type way, right? Yes?
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, and we were kind of headed that way with social media as things started, but when
sure.
the pandemic really accelerated that. And I think that we lost those skills. We forgot
I think we did,
how
yeah.
to be face-to-face with one another. And so...
Or I think some people just didn't like it. You know, they were like, I mean, it's easier for me to stay in my house. I can order groceries now. I can do so many things that you just, you know.
We think it's easier, but, you know, we don't always
recognize
the loss.
It's doing something to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And talk to me, Yasmin, about some of those issues that can then happen to you when you're socially isolated.
Well, so some of the information that we've learned is that like 1 in 3 people in the United States, adults, feel lonely.
Okay.
And that's, of course, self-reported.
Right, sure.
In Kansas, 32% of us are reporting that.
Okay, all right. And so right about a third.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely. And the same thing, it's 1 in 4 adults lack social support. So the things that, are the availability of emotional and tangible resources and that you kind of usually get from the people that are around you. And if you're not talking with them and you're just hiding in your home, you don't know... again, what your friends need or what your neighbor needs. There was a time when we would sit on the front porch and see that, they haven't been out there. And, something interesting that I learned in this is that there are some health impacts that we don't even recognize.
I was going to say, you're going to have to help me with it, but tell me the one, like, it's equivalent to, like, smoking or something like that. That was...
It is as bad as smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
A day.
We're talking about loneliness, social isolation. It can be as impactful on you. It's hard on you. It's tough on your body and your brain and all that.
They have research that supports that it like 50% increase in dementia.
Wow.
So if you want to remember who that person next to you is later in life, stay connected.
This is the way. Stay connected, stay communicating, stay talking.
Yeah. And also premature death, up an increase of 60%. So if you want a short life and you don't want to know who's next to you, keep isolating. If you want a long, full life, get out there and meet people.
And we've seen all those studies before, especially like, people that go to church or people that are in clubs, people that are just the very act of congregating and being together and talking to people and having conversations is impactful.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, it's not like you have to go out and party hardy every weekend.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about meaningful connections.
Yeah. Of course.
Really,
community projects, doing work elbow to elbow, talking, having meetings, playing cards, all that kind of thing. Yeah.
Throwing a ball with your neighborhood kid,
Yeah.
Or I had a friend who was involved in one of the early projects of this. And he said, I didn't know my neighbor was a plumber. And I was having problems, and I just was able to ask a question. He came over. I learned so many more things about him. And now, we're friends, and I can help him
more,
with this.
Sure.
You just make those connections, and things, you don't have to pay for everything because you have people that are around you that have that lived experience that are going to be able to help you, or you have an opportunity to share your story. So it's good all the way around.
We're talking to Yasmin Wood with Legacy Foundation and this Community Animator Network. So we know the problem, and that's loneliness and social isolation. What are you trying to do about it, and what is the aim of the Community Animator Network?
So the aim of the Community Animator Network is to help people to be ready to talk with their neighbors.
Okay.
And we are doing that in conjunction with the Neighboring Movement out of Wichita. They received a grant from the Kansas Health Foundation.
Gotcha.
I have friends that are in leadership there. It was started by a Southwestern College grad.
Okay.
And so with that, we were able to say, hey, you have this amazing program. How do we bring it to Cowley County? And so they're going to have a cohort this summer. Applications, though, need to be in by the end of April. That's why I'm here today. I want to make sure that people know this opportunity. And it's about a 12-week program where they're going to have an hour-long Zoom call each week. And then hopefully another 2 or 3 hours. So it's not a big commitment.
Right.
It's 2 to 3 hours in their neighborhood, you know, meeting the person next door.
And the cohort happens when and where and how does that go?
So the cohort is happening in the summer. So June to August.
Okay.
It's that summer time. And the part of it that we want to make sure that I communicate to everyone is that there's a stipend for it. So it's not like going to replace your day job. Don't think that.
Right.
But it will give you a little bit of extra spending money this summer.
Sure.
And so partway through the cohort, you'll get the first half of the stipend and then at the end. And a part of that is so that you can have a little shindig with your folks. So
at the end, you have a little party.
Yeah.
Maybe pizza party, something like that.
Pizza,
yeah, I gotcha.
Burgers,
sure.
Popsicles, doesn't matter.
Right.
So, but so you have someone that's going to be there and that's going to help you. You're going to have other people in Cowley County that are doing this work too. So you get to learn from each other, make connections. You're making connections in your neighborhood and the places around you.
And how do I do that? What is it upon me to kind of set up my own strategy for that? Okay.
Well, I mean, no. Yes and no. It's
right.
going to be that they're going to help you with some ideas and
sure,
concepts
right,
and
yeah.
confidence as to, hey, have you thought about doing this? Do you want to, you
but
know,
but the execution is on
the
me.
Execution is on you.
Gotcha.
And, you know, and it might be that you have a buddy that you want to bring along with you.
Right.
And then, you know, you have two of you thinking about it. But the whole thing about the peer network work, the work that you're going to do on that Zoom call together is that there's others that are here that and know Cowley County. But we are hoping that we can get a wide range of folks. So we don't
in
want
a wide
just,
range of neighborhoods, I'm thinking,
in a
too.
Wide range yeah. of neighborhoods, not just your usual suspects of, oh, they're
sure.
the ones that are,
right,
the, you
yeah.
know. I mean, we don't want, I don't want to say we don't want that, but we really want to reach those people that are like, man, I really do care about my community and I really do care about, you know, learning how to be involved.
And can reach out and do that kind of work, maybe in some neighborhoods where that's not happening at all, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I see. Yeah.
You are right on it.
Okay.
So.
And see what you can do about that. So if I'm interested, if I'm hearing things and I think I could do that or I could try to be a community animator,
or
how do
I
start
more information.
That? Yeah, even, yeah, just
yeah.
I'm curious and I want to know more. How do I get started in that? What
so
do I do?
There's a link that is on the neighboringmovement.org site.
All right.
But as I told you when we were sitting down
yes.
this morning, I am promising you on air that when I get back to my office later this morning,
you'll
I'm
put
going
that
to
up.
Put a button on Legacy's website.
Okay.
So Legacy,
and what's that website?
LegacyRegionalFoundation.org.
All right. Very good. And so the aim of it is to really get people connecting again in a
yeah.
personal way, face-to-face stuff. I think about that sometimes where I'm like, man, I've become so like involved in the phone and the email and mm-hmm. the computer and all that stuff that sometimes it's nice to just go out and talk to somebody and make a human connection again.
Yeah. So they've been doing this, and I actually heard a personal story from one person that did this. And
right.
in their neighborhood, they have a variety of folks and some young people and
sure.
some, you know, but they also have a more elderly woman who is homebound
right.
and in a wheelchair, and she has been connected with this folks, and they're going to have their end of the cohort gathering, and she's like, I don't have a lot to give, but we can meet on my driveway. Because she has a big, wide open driveway.
Uh-huh.
And so some space.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And, you know, and pull out my lawn chairs. And so I think that everyone has something. And it doesn't have to be physical. It doesn't have to be tangible. It sure doesn't have to be financial. But that we all just, you know, being in relationship with one another, knowing the things that folks need.
Sure. Yeah.
And gosh, how good does it make? I mean, you just talked about how it was for Lindsay and I to come in here with these big bright smiles on our faces and how that made your day.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Right.
So, I mean, even just something as simple as that, and most of us have that to freely give, or we're certainly in a place where we can freely receive that.
True. That's Yasmin Wood with Legacy. One more time, if I'm thinking about becoming a community animator, how do I do it?
So you want to go to Legacy's website in just a little bit.
I know.
I get back to
office.
Yeah. LegacyRegionalFoundation.org, or you can call me 620-221-7224.
I was going to say, I can call you.
Yeah,
and there's a direct social connection right there.
Right across the phone, yeah.
Absolutely. Sounds like a good idea. Sounds like it could really be fun. And, you know, that kind of community connectivity can do a lot. Especially, absolutely. I mean, maybe you meet somebody you didn't know much about, and maybe from the few things you did know, you had a negative opinion just because of neighborly stuff. But right. A chance to talk and actually connect can be a big thing.
You know, I mean, it's really, really hard to not like someone that you really, really know, and you know their story.
That's very true. Very, very true. Thanks for coming in, Yasmin.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Weather and music on the way. Keep it here with the good guys at 95.9.